They have to tuck them in their pants. If you notice, Kevin, all the flags are in their pants. It sounds stupid even to be saying this, but and they have a difficult time sometimes getting the flag out. That's why it seemed like it came out so late, which is what you said, and you were exactly right.
Well, it is pass interference, and it'll mark it down to the 20-yard line. It's a 15-yard penalty in high school. Not a spot foul, but it'll be first down and 10 for Barnegat. McCoy, back to pass, pressure from the backside. He's going to run and keep it himself to the 15, down to the 10, gets a nice block on the sideline from Moran before he's knocked out of bounds.
Well, if Moran's not kicking the ball or punting the ball or kicking extra points,
he's all over the
or
field.
Catching the ball, he's putting on a block on a comeback, and again, that got him an extra 5 yards, although he did step out of bounds, but a nice block by Moran to get him clear.
And that's a dicey spot to, you know, throw the block because you get almost block in
right,
the back.
Right.
Exactly. So they're going to move it down to the 9, Ed. So it'll be first and goal from the 9 with 3:12 left in the third quarter and Barnegat trying to build on a 21-17 lead. Smithman gets down to about the 5 before he is pushed back.
Well, good news down in Manahawkin, Kevin. Southern has scored. It is 13-7 with 5 minutes left in that ball game. 13-7 Triton. So they are within a touchdown, an extra point from pulling it out.
So the Rams back in this one down the road a little bit.
And by the way, at Manalapan, Memorial did hold. Manalapan missed a field goal, so that remains 21-14.
Here's McCoy back to pass, looks over the middle, and it's intercepted. Ah, he was looking for Morris, the tight end. He just kind of floated it and really not open at all. I didn't get the interception.
Well, 77 came up with it, but it wasn't him who intercepted it. Yeah, it was 15,
Chris
Kevin.
Chris Falconetti.
Yeah, it was Falconetti, but yep. 70, I don't know if he fumbled or not, but 77 came up with the ball, but it was Falconelli on the pick.
Well, that is a big-time turnover for McCoy, really one of the few mistakes he's made tonight, and that could be a costly one as the Bengals were heading in for a touchdown that would have given them a 2-score lead. Instead, Point Burrow will get the ball back. They've got a long way to go as they'll start on their own 5-yard line with 2:22 left in the third quarter.
Well, they'd rather start it on their own 5 than start it on a kickoff after a Barnegat score.
Good point.
You're right, Kevin. Probably McCoy's worst mistake of the night and worst decision of the night. Threw it off his back foot.
Dunbar, hands off.
That was Vital.
And he gets really nowhere. Looks like in on the stop was Matt Schofield, the middle linebacker.
You know, sometimes the way these teams run these slot options, you know, the better the quarterback is at it, the tougher it is for a play-by-play guy to follow the football because you really don't know who has the football.
Second down and really no gain. Second and 10 at the 5, their own 5 for the Panthers. Trainer in motion, Dunbar back to pass, looks down the right sideline for McGarry.
He caught it.
And he does catch it. They're going to call that a catch, and Kyle McGarry, who all night long, stealing the Lionel Richie line, has been open but not been able to get a ball thrown on target. That time really was not open but went up and fought his way for the reception all the way out to the 34-yard line, a gain of 29 for the Panthers.
Yeah, and gets him out of the hole, the shadow of their end zone. That time he just threw it up on a little simple fade. McGarry, 6 or 7 inches on his defender, came down with it.
Hand off to Vital, and he's hit right away. Vinny Calderon got him low and then got some help up top. Gain of 1, second down and 9 as we approach the 1 minute mark in the third quarter.
Defense!
Dunbar pitches to Olafant, the trailback, and he'll get about 5 or 6 yards before he's knocked out of bounds. That'll bring up a third down. And they'll mark it right on the 40. He's got to get to the 44, so call third and four.
At Jackson, Kevin, Sayreville hanging on in a scoreless third quarter. Still 14-13 Sayreville as they start the fourth quarter.
Well, that's a hard-fought game out at Munley Field in Jackson.
It's come down so far to a blocked extra point on Jackson's first touchdown.
Third down and four here. Two guys in motion. That's not supposed to happen, and the referee's going to throw the flag. Two guys going at the same time.
Yeah, both slot guys went in motion. Yeah. And
hey, listen, it's okay if you get away with it, but you very often don't. Matter of fact, you really never get away with it. So they'll lose five on that. Move it back to the 35, and it'll make it a third down and nine with 27 seconds left. And if they get a playoff, this will likely be the final play of the quarter. Let's see if it's pass time for Dunbar. Trainer in motion. Dunbar back to pass. Rolls to his right. Looks downfield. He's got McGarry. He's got a step. And just a little bit overthrown. Salt on the coverage. Actually, Ed, it was designed to be a shorter pass. McGarry broke the pattern. And Dunbar saw him go deep and just a little bit overthrown. And Point Barrow will have to punt with 2 seconds left in the quarter.
Am I wrong, Kevin, or is Mike McGarry the only receiver he looks for?
Boy, it certainly seems like that.
I mean, hasn't every pass been thrown towards
everyone.
Him?
Everyone. Everyone. Blank back to punt. Gets away a nice high spiral. Oh. And fumbles the ball. Ball is loose, and it'll be Point Barrow football.
Now, I thought there might have been a little contact by a white jersey there. Kevin, how did you see? You had a better picture of it upstairs.
Well, what I'm going to have to do is take a break right now. So we're three quarters into the books with Point Barrow in good shape trailing, but we'll have good field position. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on 105.7 The Hawk.
IHOP, a family restaurant.